Jesus once had gathered a group maybe as raucous as this one on a level place and talked to them about how to live God's way. And he said, love everybody, even your enemies. And do good to everybody, even those who haven't done anything good for you. And if you lend something, lend it freely. Don't expect to get anything in return. And don't be judgmental toward other people. Concentrate on knowing yourself and how your actions are affecting people. And Jesus said, let your hearts be filled with compassion. And that will help you know what to do and how to act. And then Jesus said, people who hear my words and do what I say are like someone who wanted to build a house. And that person dug and dug and dug so that the house could be resting on a solid rock foundation. And when the flood came and the river rose and the river whooshed against the house, it held steadfast because it had been well built. And when Jesus had finished all his teaching for the day, he went into the town of Capernaum. And as soon as he got into town, he was met by a delegation of elders. Maybe somebody like our music director with a special presentation to make came to Jesus and said, Andrew, if you can just sit down right here, I'll tell you what they said. We have a special request from a man who happens to be a Roman soldier who is stationed here in our town, and he has a servant. So we're going to try, and we're going to try not to distract Mary Grace because she's listening too. And so we're thinking about this delegation who said this Roman soldier has a very, very sick servant, somebody he treasures and values very much. And the soldier would like you, Jesus, to come and heal this person. And we think you should help him because he's been really helpful to us. He built our synagogue for us, the place where we worship and we study the Bible. And so Jesus started walking toward the soldier's house, but before he could even get there, another delegation came out and said, we have a message from the Roman soldier. And the Roman soldier says this, you don't need to come to my house, Jesus. I'm not worthy and it isn't necessary. I'm a soldier and I know how authority works. I have soldiers and I tell them to do something and they do it. So all you need to do is say the word and your servant, my servant, will be healed. And so it was that when they went back to the house, the servant had been made completely well. And Jesus turned to the crowds of people who were still trailing along behind and said, this is an example of really great faith. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. And do you want to hold my hands? Okay, we're going to pray. Dear God, today we join that Roman soldier in praying for all those we care about who are sick. We think of our friends and our family members who are in need of healing. We picture them in our minds, their wonderful faces. And we ask that through your grace, they might all be made well. Amen. Thanks, everybody. I think you're going to study school now. I'll see you in a little while.